My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans, longtime Middle East expert, personal friend of current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's also the author of numerous books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, as well as Atomic Iran. We want to get his reaction today to a report released on Tuesday in The Atlantic suggesting that senior Obama administration officials have spoken extremely disparagingly about Prime Minister Netanyahu, including the term chicken crap. Well, it's the actual profanity, of course, as well as other choice terms. And we want to get Dr. Evans' insight on not only that, but what it tells us about the current state of relations between the two countries. And Dr. Evans, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Greg.
Basically, it's an unnamed senior Obama administration official, so plenty of guessing going on right now about who is behind this. Other adjectives in addition to the profanity are recalcitrant, myopic, reactionary, obtuse, blustering, pompous, and Aspergery, of all things. Basically, their contention, their frustration is that that he won't make peace with the Palestinians, won't come to the table, and it's ruining John Kerry's peace process plans. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think it's a different person he won't make peace with. I think Obama is wanting Netanyahu to surrender the leadership to him, and he won't do that. Listen, those two have never got along. This goes back further than Obama. It goes back to Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton days. I know I was there in Washington, and it's a problem because of his ideological right leanings. His hero was Ronald Reagan, and he's ideologically to the right to the core, and this is the heart of the problem.
Obviously, there's been frustrations between Democratic presidents and probably some Republicans as well with the Israelis over the years, but this seems to go to a whole new level, even compared to the Clintons. So I'm guessing this doesn't come as a surprise to you, this language coming out of the administration, but what does it tell you about the current state of relations?
Well, listen, there's two dynamics going on here. The one is the dynamic of power. Netanyahu is a Muhammad Ali in the ring against the Pee Wee Herman. He's a heavyweight. His IQ, he's the smartest world leader on the planet, IQ-wise. His IQ is 185. I knew his father was the same. He's absolutely brilliant and one of the most articulate leaders in history. Obama can't compete with him. And Obama knows that he has a lot of support in America, especially from the evangelical vote, which is more than 50 million people. So that's the first issue that's irritating Obama and his people, of course, the Jewish vote, which isn't, it's not in totality like the evangelical, but it's a significant vote. The second issue has to do with Saudi Arabia. The Saud are not friends of Obama. They're not happy with Obama's policies on Iran. They're not happy with Obama's policies on Syria. And shockingly, the Sauds are very happy with Netanyahu. And so the Sauds have aligned themselves with Netanyahu with plausible deniability. It's happening behind the scenes, and it's over Iran. And this is a real problem for Obama right now, because he realizes it.
Dr. Evans, here's one of the quotes in this Atlantic piece. Quote, the bad thing about him, meaning Netanyahu, and this is from the administration official, is that he won't do anything to reach an accommodation with the Palestinians or with the Sunni Arab states. The only thing he's interested in is protecting himself from political defeat. He's not Rabin. He's not Sharon. He's certainly no Begin. He's got no guts. I guess there's two different questions here. Let's start with the one. What is this administration, the Obama administration's definition of an accommodation with the Palestinians or the Sunni Arab states?
Well, number one, Bibi, which he's called affectionately, and I should know him well. I'm the guy that recommended him for his first appointment. For them to say that he's not a Begin, they're wrong. He has the same strength of character as Menachem Begin. I was an advisor to Begin. I know Begin well. I knew Sharon well. I knew Yitzhak Rabin well. Their problem is with him is he has never surrendered to his ideology. He has told them from the beginning, I will not accept a Palestinian state that has an army, that has treaties, and is armed. I'm not going to define a Palestinian state that way. He's never changed. That's always been his policy, and they know that, and they don't like it. He won't bend.
And in terms of their allegation that he's got no guts, what's your reaction to that?
You know, that's just simply sour grapes. Guts? The man fought a war with Hamas. A major battle. It takes guts to fight that kind of a battle. He fought it. He has plenty of guts. Listen, those guys that are saying that are saying that because they've been given permission to say it. It's just sour grapes with Obama because he can't do anything. He can't. He doesn't have any way of controlling Netanyahu. He's very upset about the housing in Jerusalem. A few more apartments for Jews is upsetting him. And the reality is Netanyahu's not going to back down. He's holding to the same position he's always held to, and he doesn't like it. Listen, there'll be more problems between Obama and Netanyahu, but the biggest problems I expect are there going to be an attempt to overthrow him. This happened before. When the Clintons were in power, they were warming up to one of his adversaries, Barack, and they were sending cargo in to help Barack. And Barack, as a matter of fact, ran against Netanyahu and defeated him. So I expect there to be some very, very interesting dynamics in this battle, especially after the midterms between the White House and Netanyahu. But Netanyahu knows, he knows that he has the public support in America, and he will play that card. Listen, he won't be the first to play it. Menachem Begin played that same exact card during the Reagan era when Israel was in Lebanon and Reagan wasn't supporting it. And Reagan came around to, in fact, support Menachem Begin. I know. I was there when it was happening. So it's going to be a battle that will continue between the two. But it has to do all the greater things than just ideological issues.
Two quick questions before we let you go. This same unnamed official in the Atlantic piece also says that at this point, Netanyahu's bluffing when it comes to a possible preemptive attack on Iran because it's too late for such an attack to actually be effective. What's your read on that?
Well, it all defines the meaning of attack. I can say this for sure. Israel has been at war against Iran in many ways. They've been fighting a covert war. They've been fighting a war against the proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, aggressively. They've been fighting a war against Iran and its nuclear program, even internally within Iran. So the war is going on. Now, there's a new war that's going on right now. It's a very powerful war, and the Saudis have waged it. They've waged it with the weapon of oil. The Saudis are not putting price controls in because they're trying to break Iran's back economically. The Saudis fear Iran more than they could ever fear Israel because it's a 200-mile Gulf and a non-Arab nuclear state, Shia state, would be an existential threat against Saudi Arabia. So the Saudis are waging war right now using the oil weapon against Iran, and it's a very powerful weapon. Netanyahu knows that. There's a war going on right now, and he's not weak. He knows exactly what he's doing. Listen, the biggest country that has the most to lose if Iran goes nuclear isn't Israel. Israel has nuclear weapons, and they have nuclear deterrence. The biggest country that has the most to lose is Saudi Arabia, 200-mile Gulf. It's not a problem for Israel on the short term. It will be an existential problem to Saudi Arabia. So, no, this prime minister is a brilliant chess player. He knows precisely what he's doing and why he's doing it. And he's not backing down on Iran. He's just a little more clever than the rest of them.
Final topic, a little bit different than the Atlantic piece, but the State Department was also getting a lot of questions earlier this week about the fact that the United States government sent condolences to the family of a Palestinian teenager who was a U.S. citizen, but he was killed by the Israeli Defense Forces because he was getting ready to throw Molotov cocktails at Israelis. And at his funeral, He was buried wearing a green Hamas headband, and so a lot of questions about whether it's appropriate for our government to be sending condolences in that circumstance. What do we take away from that story?
It's the definition of how dumb can you be and still breathe. It would be like saying sending condolences to ISIS in Iraq or to Al Qaeda. It's the nuttiest thing that you can imagine, and it's only done by idiots who with liberal left leanings who don't get it. Listen, they don't even call these guys terrorists. The worst they'll say about them is they're insurgents or maybe they're militia. Militia, maybe like freedom fighters in the time of George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson. They don't look at them as terrorists. They didn't look at them as terrorists when they're firing thousands of rockets into Israel. They think that they need education and money. And by the way, we've given them a lot of it. Kerry did the biggest fundraiser, in my knowledge, that's ever happened for the Palestinians and raised billions for Hamas in Gaza. To do what? To reward them after attacking Israel in the way they did? They're the terror organization. They're a powerful terrorist organization. No, it was completely insane. It's the kind of thing that gets people killed, appeasement. The more you appease them, the more they think you're afraid of them, and the more they take advantage of you.
Dr. Evans, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
All the best, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Mike Evans is a longtime Middle Eastern expert, longtime personal friend of current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the author of many books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, and Atomic Iran. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.